Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And so then this weekend, you know, I had the benefit of being a community organizer. Mm-hmm. And I was part of, because they're all individual, different entities and all. And, but they're all connected. A lot of them were connected to the PICO, which is the Pacific Institute for Community Organizing out of California. And it was, it's in Oakland, California. It was started by a Jesuit, priest. And they're taking what's happening now in America. And this was the goal of, I was there. I went to the PICO meetings in Orange County, California, and Applegate. And I sat at the tables and I met with these organizers before I realized this ain't good. And they had a different Jesus, these guys that they were talking about.
Rut-row.
Oh, yeah, this really. It was really rut-row. It was very helpful when I found out, oh, no wonder we're always conflicting here. You have a different Jesus. Bye. Anyway, so they're taking where we are right now in America and they're making it something it's not. They're making this election coming up something that it's not. They're grabbing a hold of Dr. King's vision, and they're trying to force it to be what they want it to be. Versus, you know, if you listen to Dr. King's words and you listen to his speech, and I believe that he was an apostle. I think he was God used him to be able to bring this nation to a place that it never could have made it without somebody that God used. And pretty cool, man. I guess one day we will be able to meet him. But I feel like when Dr. Evita King, I just want to go sit with her and just be around her for a while, because you just feel like somehow you're being connected. And besides, she seems to have the same heart as him based on his speeches and all. But they kind of are taking it, and their communication they're putting out right now, which is the community organizing, so you're thinking about ACORN and all these different things going on, is let my people vote.
Oh my goodness. What a Travis are using them.
They're using this whole concept, and they have a bound hands of a young African American male with his hands are bound with the American flag. And it's like, that's not what this is.
Yeah.
Granted, huge injustices, terrible history, and I believe you can oppress the people by not giving them access to everything everybody else has access to. You know, people say, well, people aren't oppressed or whatever. It's like, hey, if you didn't ever give me a chance to get educated, you know, right, if my schools are not being funded like your schools are being funded, like I like what Governor of New Jersey,
Chris Christie
says. I mean, I love his heart towards all the kids in the state, because he says, you know, you got to care about these kids in Compton or wherever it is that they're,
Patterson and Newark and all the different areas.
And so I do believe that there's injustices, and I do believe that some people, when they hear our president talk now, he talks about some different issues, they put it in the category that it's not. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think what he's saying is accurate, and there's wounds across our nation, and there's things that we need to turn to God to figure out how to heal those wounds. And part of healing me is hearing me. And if you're not going to hear me, you put everything in one category. You can't deny my reality.
Right.
You can't deny the fact that I was on the way to this campaign rally of yours, and I was pulled over because I was a suspicious person because I looked like somebody. You know, you can't. That was my reality.
Sure.
And so,
by the same token, you can't have people that are using, you know, sad things like that have occurred for their benefit and are stoking, you know, a fire stoking someone's flesh. It's like to be able to use these things and manipulate them for their own selfish gain. It's like, this ain't right.
Now, what is the bishop's name that you share with me? This guy, I mean, I was in tears.
I love this guy. I believe it's Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Yeah.
This bishop is, I mean, he is so authentic and so real. He's an African-American bishop, and he basically says that, listen, you know, he's talking about the Democratic Party, but this could be said of any party. This could be said of any party, that you can't exploit someone because of the color of their skin. And, you know, there's been civil rights leaders in the past that, you know, just basically have just said, hey, the Democratic Party is our party, a minority party, African-American party. And it's not true. It's not right. And you can't depend, you know, he's talking about the African-Americans turning to God and turning to the church and, you know, turning to God as the source for everything, not to a political party, not to be manipulated. And he says it with such authenticity, such real. He's not bashing, but he just says it in such a way where he says, you know what, that makes so much sense. Don't use my plight. Don't use what's happened to me in the past to say that you're going to give me an injustice. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, is that if there's nothing that no man can give you that God is not going to want to give you himself. You don't have to go through a man. You have to go through a party. You have to go through a candidate, a platform. If God has something for you, you can get it directly from the Lord.
And let's let me say it first. Listen to Bishop Jackson here. It's just powerful, powerful. Just a couple of minutes, but just get the heart of it, and you can find out more. His organization is called Stand, but we'll tell you more about it in just a moment.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm Bishop E.W. Jackson, chairman of Ministers Taking a Stand. For decades now, the Democrat Party has been moving in an increasingly anti-Christian direction. We saw this with the reaction by Democrat mayors to Dan Cathy of Chick-fil-A for simply proclaiming that he supports the biblical definition of marriage. They said he would be banned from their cities and his stores would not be welcome. Leaving aside that this is blatantly unconstitutional, it also shows a hostility, indeed a hatred, for Christians and our biblical beliefs. It is time for the people of God to take a stand. It is time for a mass exodus of Christians out of the Democrat Party. We saw that hostility when they voted to censor God from their party platform and remove Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. In response to public outrage, they put them back, but over the boos of many delegates. They and their allies sue over every cross, every prayer, every mention of the name of Jesus. They even declared the Family Research Council a hate group, which undoubtedly helped precipitate the shooting that took place on FRC property. But what precipitated this call for an exodus is their unprecedented step of making same-sex marriage an official part of the Democrat platform. My friends, the Democrat Party and their progressive coalition have become anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-church, anti-family, anti-marriage, and anti-life. They have turned their backs on Christians. It is time for us to turn our backs on them. On September 10th, Ministers Taking a Stand launched this movement calling for a mass exodus of Christians and Jews.
Think about it. This bishop is just saying, listen, these political party system, like Dr. King said, Dr. Evita King says, the party's over.
It's over.
It's over for Christians. Republican Party, Democratic Party, Independent Party, all these party systems are over. We're values voters.
Right.
We vote the values of God.
Right.
And that we are, it's important to us that those in leadership have values and at least have the values that allow us, the First Amendment rights, to be able to preach the gospel. And there's so much more to Bishop Jackson's stand, but it's just, you got to hear it. We got to quit, you know, allowing, and this is what PICO's doing right here, allegedly, when you look at the front page of their recent, where they're asking for money, they're comparing, they're using this political atmosphere. And as Dr. Jackson says, that they're actually using, the African American people in our nation, using their legitimate issues that has happened in our history and what's happening presently for their own agenda, not for the African American, not for the minority. It's not for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, even voter's ID and that type of thing. Well, 60-something percent, according to CBN News, that was an interview, about 60-something percent of the African Americans support voter ID.
Mm.
But they don't tell you that the majority, they want it. They see their elections being taken from them in their own community. They want to change their schools.
Mm. Sure.
They want to vote people in, like everybody wants to vote people in, to be able to fund my son's school, my daughter's school. They want to be able to put people in that take better care of their community, my community, our community, whatever. Everybody's the same. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want their elections stole from them by these PICO type organizations, community organizing, that they come in or the city hall steals the election because they go out there and do this voter fraud stuff and all these different things. We got to quit allowing people to use us. You know, one man, one vote. We have to begin to say that that everybody matters. Everybody needs to be registered to vote. We all, it's a republic form of government, so we have to educate ourselves. We have to find out, you know, what's going on. We should demand our representatives to represent us and come back. When they say, I know we got to break with them, but when they say that we're going to first pass the bill before we read the bill, that is unconstitutional because it's a representative government. You or your, if you didn't, the people around you voted in your congressman or woman and your senator to go there to represent you. And they're supposed to read these bills and come back or communicate with you in some way, in some form to let you know what the bill says. And then you tell them, like we went to this town hall meetings and stuff. Sure. And you say, hey, no or yes. And then they go back and represent you. And the people stood up and screamed. They're like, what are you doing? And they went ahead and passed it anyway and told everybody, we haven't even read it yet.
It's a sign of the arrogance and the pride that's in the land where you can stand up and say something like that. You've totally forgotten. You've totally left. And the understanding that you're there to represent the people. You're there to represent the people. It's not a cushion job. It's not a lifetime of service that you want to, you know, own yourself, but you're there to serve.
Exactly. So, you know, it's important for us to pay attention, to find out this we got to step away from all parties and join the Jesus's party, you know, his values, and vote for the man or the woman individually, you know, how they stand in regards to God's value. And one of his values, as we know, is Israel. And those who bless Israel, I'll bless. And those who curse Israel, I will curse. All nations will be judged in the last days of one specific thing. What did you do with Jacob? What did you do with Israel?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.